Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This
7:15, when you hear that song, you know what time it is. It's our weekly visit from Joe and Cindy Farini with their My Marriage Matters segment. They've been great friends of this radio station for many years, and they gave birth to a wonderful young woman, Kathleen.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks again for joining us, you two. But, ooh, wee, this is a tough one this week, huh?
Yeah, it is a tough one.
So can you tell us a bit about maybe step one, as again, this person wrote to you guys and said, look, my parents don't support my marriage. They don't like my husband. They weren't supportive then. They're not supportive now. Where do you even start on something like this?
Well, my first thought was, wow, that was really off to a tough start. And I'm kind of wondering, since it was a written one and I didn't get a chance to talk to this person, it would be interesting to know what this relationship was like before they got married, and what was the reason that the parents didn't care for this person or weren't supportive of the marriage prior to marriage, and then why this couple is expecting that after marriage it's going to be any different. I think that's like an awfully lot to expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it certainly is, but here they are nonetheless, right? I mean, they're married now, and boy, I guess her parents are just like, I don't like him. I still don't like him.
Yes.
I mean, I don't even know what you do with that. I mean, do you actually confront them about it? What do you do?
Go ahead, Jeff.
Well, I think the number one issue we need to find out is, why don't they like this guy? I mean, do they see something in him? Is there a sin issue going on there? Is there a personality conflict? Is there a cultural difference that they just cannot warm up to? And I think that you need to start with just beginning with, what is the main issue here that's causing them to not want to warm up to this individual? You start there.
Now, is this something that she ought to do by herself, or should her and her husband go together to her parents to talk about this?
You know, as Joe and I discussed this question, I think we both feel like they need to go together. And I was thinking also, is it something of this person's past? Is it the way he was treated, or was it the way that he treated her family? Is there some trust issue that might be lacking? You know, it's really hard to tell by this question. More information, I think, would have been helpful. But I really think that, I mean, this is a huge issue because this is going to go on for many, many years.
Yeah.
And I guess I would ask the couple, I would first ask them to think about a couple of things for themselves. One, I would say, put yourself in the shoes of the parents. So whatever this issue is, put yourself in the shoes of the parents. And ask yourself, how would I feel if this were my daughter and I didn't care for her husband? And how would I, as a parent, want to respond? And then I think I would work from there, because I think we need to be sensitive, you know, to the parents, because we don't really know the whole story of what's going on, and really sort of enter in, if you will, to the back door maybe and say, hey, we have some things we'd like to talk to you about. And really begin to sort of unpack what the issue is. If it's an issue that's going to cause a lot of anger and volatility, then I think maybe counseling wouldn't be a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
If you could talk to the parents in the situation, what would you give them as in terms of advice?
Well, I think the one thing that I would do is just to let them know that this is going to take a process. This is going to take a long, slow, proactive, intentional process of just meeting on a regular basis. I mean, you don't have to take vacations together or anything like that. I'm just talking about just getting together for the holidays and beginning to just kind of warm up a little bit. And as I thought about this situation, I thought, you know, there was a comparable thing in my life that I could relate to in this situation. And that was when I first came to faith in Christ. It was during my freshman year in dental school at Ohio State. And I would come home and I would share my faith. And of course, I got a lot of pushback on that one. And for obvious reasons, because I'm going to a different church, I'm changing my cultural identity type stuff. And so what happened there was that I got to share my faith on the weekend. Then I would go back and run back to school.
Uh-huh.
And then I'd give it time for them to mull it over a little bit. And when I felt it was safe again, I'd come back home and I share a little bit more about my faith. And with time, I'm talking like a year's time, they did begin to warm up to the idea of receiving Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And they pursued that relationship with Jesus only after they really, you know, they began to engage in this process by because they loved me. Mm-hmm. And I think that the point here is that the daughter has needs to work on this relationship with her parents, and they will accept her, and they probably love her, and that love will hopefully drive them to want to have and develop and nurture a relationship with her husband.
Yeah.
And so I think that's, I mean, the correlation there, I think, is pretty obvious. But what warmed up my parents to love Jesus was that they first loved me, mm-hmm. and they were looking out for me and making sure I was, you know, not running into a cult or anything, you know. But mm-hmm. After that, I mean, everybody in my family came to Christ through that first that expression of love that they had for me, and so it can be done. You know, building and restoring trust just takes time. And again, depending on the issue of why they disconnect to begin with, will determine the right next steps that they should or they could be taken as this relationship begins hopefully to flourish.
And I also think if I could throw in a little bit of advice for the couple, is just not to force it upon people, because to me, when things are forced upon me, the less I like it. So to be able to say, I cannot wait for you to meet this person, or it really would mean a lot to me if we could get dinner together and you guys could just hang out, or how about you come to my house and we will host you for dinner, or something like that. So that they can, your family can start to build relationship with your spouse or your fiance to be, rather than saying you will like them and you have no choice. All of a sudden there is, it's a conflict.
Right, exactly. And I think in this particular case, what I would advise is that the strength of the relationship between the parents and the daughter is where you start. You begin with the strengths of any type of relationship, and you build upon those things. Again, having this guy just go meet with his parents, just one on two, I think would be a bad mistake. I think the daughter has to really engage with the parents and get to kind of warm up that relationship a little bit more than what it is right now.
Mm-hmm. And I think the last question has to be, if you do all that and there's no change, is there ever a point where you create an ultimatum and you have to break relationship in order for you to keep your marriage strong?
Yeah, I think the number one thing that the parents need to understand is that that couple, that husband and wife, is the most important relationship in this whole deal. And that that daughter has to fully demonstrate that she is totally committed to her husband, and nothing's going to change that relationship.
Yeah.
And that she's committed to him, and the parents have to, you know, have to accept that, or there's going to be more, you know, more distance developed between those two parties.
Yeah.
And so that needs to be emphasized, is that the marriage relationship is the most important relationship in this scenario right here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's 7:23. Great advice again this week from Joe and Cindy Farini with our weekly My Marriage Matters segment, heard every Monday this half hour. Joe and Cindy, if folks want to connect with you more deeply and learn more about this, how can they do it?
Well, that's great. Thanks for allowing for us to have people come and join us. We'd love for them to go to My Marriage Matters and click like. And then usually in the morning about 9 o'clock, we'll post something that they can talk about, think about, act upon. And then if they want to send us an email, the best way to do it is through our website, because then it comes directly to our email. So that's joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com.
All right. Thanks, you two. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.